This is episode 222 on September 7th, 2017.
Set your photo apps down, iPhone photographers. It's time for Tiny Shutter Podcast.
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Tiny Shutter Podcast, where we talk about iPhone photography and other things. I'm Joseph Ferreira.
And I'm Dave Podner.
Welcome back, Dave.
Hey, Joe.
It's good to have
Glad
you.
Glad to be back. Smooth.
We're yeah.
Smooth.
Oh man, this week's was interesting. You know, we're sort of off the topic of photography. This is the everything else. We're preparing here in the Carolinas for possible Hurricane Irma, just like Florida and Georgia and, you know, all the islands out there in the Caribbean. And so, you know, it's like we kind of forget about what, you know, is going on in the rest of the world. And, you know, photography wise, when we're getting ready for such events, but, you know, it looks like that thing is going to head towards Florida. But we got emails today from work. Since I work for utility, they said, you know, make sure that you're all gassed up and you got all your stuff ready to go, because, you know, once a storm comes through, you know, we could either, you know, be fixing stuff here at home, or if it doesn't happen here, you know, there's a possibility of going towards the coast and getting stuff, you know, fixed over there. So lately we've been a little preoccupied with that, but, you know, we're still thinking about the people out in Houston and Texas and the surrounding areas, and, you know, seeing all the pictures that are coming back of the devastation. You know, I have some friends that have, you know, either gone through flooding or were assisting those that had gone through flooding. And so, you know, we want to just remember those people and, you know, do what you can to help if you can. It's been that type of a season. And so we haven't had a season like this in probably about 10 years where devastation, you know, has hit us. But, you know, other than the, you know, flooding that happened in South Carolina a couple years ago, but it seems like this has grown to quite a magnitude.
Yeah, it's just complete. I mean, people I know when I'm at work and they have the TV on, it's on the Weather Channel or news, and people just stopping and looking, seeing what's happening with the hurricane.
Yeah. So. Yeah, we're, you know, it'll be interesting. Next week might, you know, we may not have an episode, just depending on what's going to happen. They're forecasting rain for us come Monday, Tuesday, and it is my duty week. So being that it is that, I, you know, may or may not be able to be on the show. But Mark is working really hard to get his rig back up and running. And so... If I'm not there and he gets it running, then we're, you know, he may, you know, pop in and take the helm for the week. So we're looking forward to that. Also, I wanted to mention this. We have a good friend of the show who has gone through a bit of a tragedy. Shannon Guy, who is a good friend of ours, her cousin, if I'm not mistaken, passed away. And so we just want to remember Shannon and say that, you know, our hearts go out to you and your family. And, you know, we want you to know that we're thinking of you. All right. Well, have you done anything lately in photography?
I tried to do a little bit. This past weekend was our great nephew's third birthday party.
Nice.
And of course, in terms of action shots, you get a 3-year-old running around.
Yes.
You pretty much have all you have is action with things going around. He had a Spider-Man theme party.
Yeah.
and a Spider-Man pinata.
Oh, wow.
So, and it seems like they're making those things a little too sturdy. As they were having, he gave it a whack, but being three, there's only, you know, so much you can hit it with.
Yeah.
But some of the older kids and cousins who actually took some pretty good whacks at the pinata, and that thing was not going down and it was not coming apart.
Yeah.
But trying to get that shot of someone actually when they make contact or when they're trying to make contact, it just seemed like I tried, you know, timing it just right, but just doing a video.
Yeah.
And using that button to take a shot. I got a couple of pretty good shots where they, like, full extension, they had a plastic baseball bat they were using to hit the thing with.
Yeah.
And a couple where they just got perfect extension. It was just when they hit it.
Oh.
So a lot of good timing. Just the looks on their faces when they're just trying to hit it, it's like,
Arr! Yeah. Yeah, I did a little bit. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I know. So, yeah, the other thing I did was with Ruth's camera, being able to take the live photos.
Yeah.
Using the Motion Stills app.
Oh, there you go. To
take a couple of the photos and put together a little video of when our one nephew actually came dressed as Spider-Man.
Oh, nice.
I don't know where he got the costume at, but it was one of these really nice costumes.
Oh, wow.
And luckily, you know, three-year-olds can sometimes freak out when they see something like that.
Yeah.
He had no problem with it.
Oh, good.
Jackson had no problem with it. He was cool with it. He was running around with them, doing tumbles. And, yeah, but just being able to – because of the live photos, just, you know, you don't have to think about, oh, am I going to take a regular photo or a live photo if you keep it turned on?
Yeah.
And a couple of those shots were nice little action shots. We were able to put a nice little montage together as a nice little, like, minute-long video of nice. Seeing things happen.
Nice. What did you use? I might have spaced, but what app did you use to put the video together?
Oh, sure. Motion Stills from Google.
Okay.
Yeah, so it just takes your live photos, and it does a little better job of keeping your background focused. Not focused, but your background still.
Okay.
When there's motion in it. So it looks more like, instead of where the built-in photos, if you do a live photo, it looks kind of jumbled and things move around. With the motion stills, it actually crops it a little bit, and it looks more like a video that's focus on the subject at hand.
Okay.
And you can actually just kind of say, okay, just kind of swipe off on the ones that, okay, I want that one and that one. It'll put it together in a video that you can output as either a video and have different effects on it too. So it's a nice little free app that, and it's kind of counter Google, is that you don't have to sign up for a Google account. You don't have to sign in.
Yeah.
You just have to download the app, and as far as I know, most of it handles – well, the photos you have to download, but I think it doesn't really go out to the someone may prove me wrong here, but it doesn't go out to the cloud because it doesn't require you to log in.
Got it.
Which it's kind of opposite of how Google tends to do things, where they're like, well, just throw everything in our cloud, and we'll have our super smart computers and a server farm somewhere take care of it, and we'll make it all better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, cool. This week, during Memorial Day, my family and I went to Carowinds, which is a theme park. It's like, used to be Paramount's Carowinds. It's so it has a lot of the old Paramount rides, but they have different names now. So my family had gotten, since my in-laws moved here, my family got some season passes, and, you know, I don't have a season pass, mainly because I don't go to these things very often, and I'm working, but we all went on Monday, and so I got some pictures of the kids as they're, you know, on some of the rides and playing. I actually did go on a couple rides, and then went went on one with my oldest daughter, and then got some pictures of my oldest and middle daughter as they were on one of the little ones that goes in a circle and it's an airplane, because my middle daughter, who's three, really wanted to go on it, and so. it's fun because you don't know at that age whether or not they'll enjoy it. So I got some of those pictures, and then just throughout the day, I got pictures of, my youngest with my father-in-law. She's two and she's doing some stuff. He took her on the merry-go-round, and so just collecting some pictures that are one of these days I'll put together and have either a memory book or a slideshow. Getting to slideshows. One of the things my kids love to do is go over to my in-laws and have my father-in-law do slideshows for them, which, at this age, they're like, wow, this is great. But, it's fun to look through some of the old, slides that were, produced in the 80s, the 70s and the 80s. And, just remembering how, oh yeah, this is what people used to do, and sit there and click and go, it shuffles and then it pops on and then it does a little autofocus type thing if something's out of focus. And, it just reminded me of the days where I used to hate slideshows because I was bored, but my kids absolutely love it. Oh, are we going to do a slideshow? So, one of these days it'll be slideshows projected on a wall from a projector other than a film slide. It'll be a digital slide, and we can do that stuff now. It's just a lot of times, we forget the roots of that, but I digress. All right.
Well, it's never bad. It's never bad to think back, and just because we're focused on taking photos with the iPhone, but knowing it's kind of the equivalent, and this is something you don't realize until later on. It's like a lot of times in school, they're like, "Well, yes, we know you can use this, but we want you to do it by hand."
Yeah.
So A, you appreciate it, and B, you know where it came from, so you know what the limitations are.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It'll be interesting to see what our kids get into and, what they'll have as a capture device, and, will photographs still be photographs? Will people still be printing? And, the things that have been just changing over the last 10, 20 years, going from film to digital, and now everything's in our pocket. But that's why we have this show.
Exactly.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and play this because we're starting to move into our focus point.
Focus point.
All right. Well, this next Tuesday, which is the 12th, like we mentioned last week, is the big announcement. And so we wanted to talk a little bit about some of the rumors that are floating around. And so, Dave, let's start with you. Give us a few of the rumors and why they might be significant to us.
Okay. Well, the first biggest, at least for me, the biggest rumor is a new form factor.
Yeah.
We're still not 100% sure, depending on what site you read. We're not even sure what they're going to name the phones yet. For the longest time, I saw where the updated 7 and 7 Plus will be called the 7S and 7S Plus, kind of following tradition and yeah. the new form factor, calling it the 8. But I think we both have seen sites that now say, well, it's going to be a big enough change. You're going to be an 8, 8 plus, and then an iPhone X
yeah.
or iPhone Edition or – and I think this is trending down, but iPhone Pro.
Yeah.
But the one thing I think everyone's not sure of is like 3.
Yeah. I hope it's not the Pro. It just sounds arrogant. Like when you get to when you get to the Pro, what's after the Pro? You know, it's like you're painting yourself into a corner.
Yeah, I agree, but the only thing that kind of gets me from completely dismissing the Pro is iMac Pro now. iPad Pro.
Yeah.
And MacBook Pro. So it just seems like Apple likes to call, even if it isn't a true Pro model.
Right.
Like you hear a lot of people say, yeah, the MacBook Pro really isn't Pro.
Right.
Compared to a MacBook, but they like to call it Pro.
Right. Mark would be flipping out about it. Yeah. Pro means more money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But no, I definitely see 3, though. I definitely see 3, basically the 4.7, 5.5, and it's going to be hard to – this is such a new form factor for Apple, and I think such a change because what I'm also seeing is not only will the screen – and I think this is pretty solid, an OLED screen.
Right.
But to get rid of the home button and replace where the home button would be with a functional area that'll act almost like a dock.
Yeah.
So when you look at it, when you count the screen, is it going to be entire screen or minus the dock area? And I don't think even people have had chance to actually do a little deep dig into the code, which beyond what I can do. To say, well, the entire 5.8-inch screen, which will be around the same size as an iPhone 7.
Right.
On the outside, will the entire screen be able to be used? And how that's going to change not having that home button in terms of app switching, in terms of even when you, let's say, if you pick up your phone now and you have a 6S or later with the motion sensor in it, if you pick up your phone, you can just swipe from the right and bring up the camera immediately.
Right.
Well, as a replacement for Touch ID, they're going to have something, and I think people have saw this in code also, called Face ID, where I know the names aren't great. I've been faced.
I have a great idea. You know how on a mouse you have a left and a right click button? Mm-hmm. So if it'll look at your face and you can either blink with your left eye or blink with your right eye or both at the same time. And so, you know, you can use blinking motions to be able to change.
If it's that good of a front camera, I could see someone putting up a little dummy app like that too.
Sure.
But yeah. Okay. Now my passcode is left eye, right eye, right eye, long left, long right.
Oh, yeah. And then you're like, I could see somebody sitting there going, no, I didn't want to do that. Ah, oh, geez. Ah, oh, I got something in my eye. No, don't delete it.
Or worse yet, no, I didn't want to purchase that from the App Store.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I think we've always had in the accessibility portion, having the ability of using our screen as placing a home button without actually using the home button. Because in the past, like I think my 4S, the home button quit working and I had to use that access button, which isn't All it is a digital button. It's nothing that moves, mm-hmm. but you could press it. These options pop up and you can actually shut down your phone from there. So was it the home button? No, it was the, not the home button, but the on off button. What is that called?
Okay. The power button. Which is now on the side.
Sure.
Old time used to be on the top.
Yeah. So, you know, they may go to a faux home button that just uses the 3D touch and does the same thing.
Now, the other rumor I'm seeing is that with the front camera having to be that much better quality and using infrared sensors on the front to actually do a 3D map of your face for the Face ID. And the front-facing camera is going to have to be that much better. So we may have parity between front and back of cameras now.
Okay.
Which, of course, means more selfies.
Yeah.
Which a world needs, of course. And more, you want to call it augmented reality or face masks. Something like a Snapchat or Facebook is a camera is doing or Instagram where you can put different images on top of your face using the camera.
Yeah.
So that actually could get, I don't want to say better, because most of them, they're fun, but they're fun and goofy mostly, but there may be something a little more serious you could do with it or a little more artistic with it than, you know, make your face into a panda.
Right. Well, okay. So let's move towards the front-facing camera. We can do HD video with the front-facing camera on the 7, on the iPhone 7. So that means that the quality is going to go up because am I wrong to say that we're going to have 4K capabilities with the front-facing?
I think we're going to have 4K. And like I said, I think partially because they want to do the Face ID, they're going to have to make – they think they're going for 12 – I've seen rumors of 12-megapixel front.
Yeah.
So as part of it, you're definitely going to get the 4K possibility there.
Yeah. So, you know, this is going to be something that a lot of YouTubers or people who are creatives who do video – podcasts or videos for YouTube, you know, they can definitely use this as a as their capture camera. Because I mean, a lot of people they'll set up a DSLR that does video and they can get the, you know, the depth of field and the softness and, you know, be creative with it. You know, I have that capability, but I don't do that. I would definitely do that with my phone because once it's on my camera, I have to take it off my camera and either take it to my computer or put it on my phone and be able to edit there, which that's more steps than I want to have. So having those capabilities on the front-facing camera, I think is huge for the creatives that want to be able to do that.
Well, one thing part of that, too, is they're having the – and I forget what Apple's calling it, but the ability to combine a screen, recording your screen, and to do the camera in one stream.
Nice.
Similar to how people do it like on Twitch now on their computers where you can see them play the game and have a little insert of them actually talking to the camera.
Yep.
Being able to do that inside just on your phone or your iPad.
And the nice thing is you won't see the phone shake.
Yeah. Well, the other thing I'm kind of wondering, this is complete spitballing here, with the infrared sensor, though, if you can see someone's face using the infrared sensor to get depth, could you have depth effects with a single front-facing camera? So you do similar to how the back is with the two shots, maybe not as good, but you can get a little bit, you know, have a little bokeh effect for the front-facing camera built in.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen anything about that, but it is a possibility. Or it seemed, you know, with the last little bit, I could see if it's there, a third-party app, maybe putting that in if Apple doesn't put it in natively.
Yeah.
And of course, and I hate to say it because generally I like the look of Apple devices, but looking at the mock-ups they have with the white with the phone with the white face on it,
yeah,
that top is ugly.
Yeah,
you're seeing the earpiece, you're seeing the camera, you're seeing the sensor, and you're seeing the 3D sensor, and I think one other hole. So you're seeing like four holes in a slit.
Yeah.
That and on terrible. The black, it's not too bad, but that white is just.
Yeah. It does not have the appeal cosmetically that the iPhone typically had.
Right.
You know, I hope they don't do it. All for the sake to have a little bit more real estate on there. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'd rather have it straight across. You know, cropped, you know, just that small amount of surface area. But yeah, somebody else is, I hope that's not an actual thing. But lately we found out that a lot of these leaks end up being true.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially since I think the two leaks that are the two different possibilities, either having like a black background all the way across and having a black front where it kind of melds together with the white text, or having the image background kind of come up into, I think someone called it bunny ears.
Yeah.
On either side. And I'm seeing more and more leaks like that. And it's kind of like, well, kind of bring it back to the hurricane prediction where all the predictions kind of merge close together near the time of landfall. It seems like a lot of the predictions are merging together with the rabbit ears.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, people thought, you know, the iPhone 6 with the plasticky antenna lines were ugly in the very beginning also. And then everyone forgot about it within 5 minutes.
Yeah. True. Well, the other thing that is coming out that is not part of this announcement that we know of is going to be the new image format that will be rolling out with iOS 11. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what that will be able to do for us. And, you know, if this is the end of JPEG, the beginning of the end. JPEG's going to be around, but if this ends up being a game changer, you know, reducing the image sizes, but still keeping the same quality, I think it'll be good.
Oh, most definitely. And hopefully it is the beginning, because if you think back to when the first iPhone came out and it didn't have Flash.
Yeah.
And everyone made a big deal out of it then, and now Flash is hopefully will be dead in 2 more years.
Yeah.
I think they're going for a rollout, so it only took 12 years to kill Flash.
Yeah.
I mean, they still use GIFs. So I don't see JPEG going away, but hopefully lessened. Like you said, it'd be nice to have higher quality with less space.
Yeah.
Especially with the, you know, if... And I don't know, I don't think you've seen any, you can let me know if you have, about the rear-facing camera having any major changes other than the addition being vertical instead of horizontal with the two cameras.
Yeah, that's what everybody has been kind of flashing in their videos and pictures is a vertical instead of a horizontal arrangement. I'm indifferent, because I don't know if I'm going to go for go. I don't know if my next upgrade is going to be a plus or not. I'm probably going to stick with the same format. But it doesn't have the same appeal that the horizontal setup has. I don't know. It just looks, it looks odd. Whether or not it's better, I don't know. If, you know, if it makes the image capturing process better, I'm all for it. But if it doesn't, I don't know. It just, to me, it just, it seems odd. I think they need to be on the same plane.
Okay. It's either that or they're somehow thinking that you're going to take a lot more horizontal shots. So when you rotate the camera, you'll have it horizontally that way.
Is this their way of forcing people to
would be great.
To do landscape instead of portrait mode?
If the biggest announcement that comes out is Apple helps kill vertical video.
Yes.
That would be so great.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I also think this is going to be a jam-packed event too.
Yeah.
Because you figure they're going to talk – this is at the, you know, at the Steve Jobs Theater at Apple Park. So they're going to have to – they're going to definitely talk about that.
Yep.
You don't make a theater with $14,000 seats in it and just say, oh, by the way, you guys like the place. We'll move on now to the next slide.
Yeah.
They're going to go on about that for a while. And then, like I said, the three phones, they're probably going to go over iOS 11, maybe High Sierra a little bit there. The HomePod maybe. I doubt any new iPod, any new iPads, but – if they're going for 2 hours, that's jam packed.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I will most likely have time to watch it since we're forecast to have a lot of rain.
Yeah, you're gonna find something needing to do.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to mention?
Let me see. Because I and this is peripherally related to the camera, but just based on what they've kind of said over the last year or two, I think they're going to have major things come out about ARKit.
Yeah.
And I really – I don't know if that – and I have not seen any rumors otherwise about the rear-facing cameras maybe changing it so they're more equal or having the wide-angle – lens be better in low light,
yeah,
which would be great, or you know, changing it where they're the exact same camera except one's wide and one's a zoom instead of now where it's, you know, the zoom one isn't as good quality in terms of light gathering,
yeah.
But I can see them spending a lot of time on that, and you can just – if you do a search on YouTube or Twitter or places, you can see lots of demos with people posting about the new AR kit and things they can throw in real life.
Yeah.
And I know Tim Cook said it was a big thing coming up. So, oh, and I agree with Bill in chat. Friends don't let friends video vertically.
Yeah.
So just remember, it's perfectly okay if someone looks like they're going to do a vertical video, especially if it's a friend, just run up to them and say, what are you thinking?
Yeah. Oh, I know. I see it a lot. And especially, you know, with doing regular photos, like I know people are like, all right, let me get a picture. And then they hold it up vertically. And I'm like, no, you're cropping all the good stuff out. Turn it. All right. Okay. Well, we will find out some more stuff, hopefully, on Tuesday. And I'm looking forward to it. So if you guys hear anything before then that you think is important, go onto Facebook and post in our Facebook group and you know, let us know what you see, and hopefully more good stuff will be coming out.
And one thing I did forget to mention, though, and a kind of a heads up for everybody, if you have any 32-bit apps still, there's an old 32-bit app that I used a few years ago called Color Splash that I really liked a lot. And I wanted to see if there was any updates to it to see if they were keeping it updated, and it looked like they weren't. And I opened it up, and first time in a while time, I actually, re-downloaded the app, opened it up, and said, oh, by the way, this is a 32-bit app. This will not work on iOS 11. So if there are any apps out there which are a couple years old and they haven't been updated to 64-bit, and they'll give you a heads up on it, they won't work at all on iOS 11. So if you have any apps that you think that you may want to try out, or you haven't looked at in a while, open them up. And the nice thing is Apple does force companies now to, if you have the operating system updated, it'll force them to give you a warning saying this has not been updated and this will not work in iOS 11.
Yeah. Here, let me play
a case where you may be stuck.
Yeah. Let me play this real quick.
It's that simple to put the app right on the phone.
Can I help?
All right. So rolling into our apps, we're not going to have an app that we're going to review this week. But we're going to have a lot of updates that are coming up. So right now, a lot of the apps that we have on our phone, you'll notice in the App Store that the updates are rolling in, and I've noticed a few apps that have made some significant cosmetic changes, but we're going to have some that are going to have major internal changes too, and hopefully some better ones with the new technology that is being rolled out in iOS 11. I am looking forward to seeing what the capture and editing apps are going to do. And so we're gonna kind of keep up to date. Right now, everything is performance, quote unquote, improvements. Nothing significant that I've seen. But if you have an app that pops up that has something major, let us know.
Yeah, I would say the only one that I've seen recently was the Motion Stills app by Google, the one I used for the birthday party pics, is that they added where you can now do a collage.
Okay.
Which is kind of a neat – it's a little distracting, but it's kind of neat to be able to put like a 4x4 post up with four little looping videos running of different shots. So I could see where if you have kind of related, you can have them instead of having to run one after another, but just kind of have them all run at the same time.
Yeah.
If you get the right shot off of there. And of course, Instagram finally gave us, if you post multiple shots if you want to upload multiple shots, they don't have to be square format anymore.
Nice.
Which, now the one limitation I did see, unfortunately, let's say your one shot's vertical and the next one's horizontal, it sticks with the format of the first one you pick.
And then automatically crops it.
So if you have a lot of horizontal, it's great.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So it automatically crops it.
It does, yeah. So it's better, but still, there are times when I want to have a vertical shot of something happening. Well, if I go for a walk somewhere and I want a shot of a tree with scenery, then the next shot being a horizontal, I would like to be able to see both vertical and then switch instead of saying, oh, yeah, vertical. That means everything in this little upload has to be vertical, which is an inconvenience and not a major pain. But if they're making updates, they should just make it better.
Yeah. Well, pesky programs only do what you tell it to.
True.
And if you forget to tell it to do something, then you're stuck having to wait until you can submit it back into the App Store. Very cool.
But that's it.
All right. Well, let's move into our post pick of the week.
of the week.
All right, we are continuing our weekly photo challenge, which is action photography. And this is the week where we will choose something from our Instagram feed. And it is Dave's turn to pick the Instagram post. So take it away, Dave.
Yeah, thanks, Joe. Yep, today I saw one from Evergreen Explorer altogether. And he labeled it Balance. Up in Washington State, it looks like. It looks like an old trestle for, I'm guessing, a railroad bridge.
Yeah.
That went through a forest of evergreens. And someone very carefully walking across, because from the angle you can look up and there's not really anything up there other than the actual trestles to walk on. So someone balancing, walking across. I'm not a big fan of heights, especially when there's not much beneath me on the heights. So yeah, that's just, I imagine it's a great view up there, but yeah, not for me.
I'm okay with heights, but you know, when it wasn't intended to be for people, that's where I'm like,
yeah, yeah, very true. Yeah, yeah. With, you know, up heights there with maybe a nice little guardrail.
Yeah,
much better. But I also like the balance between, you know, the trees and the kind of graffiti covered steel.
Yeah.
In terms of not just the person balancing, but the balance between nature and human building, if you will, going right in between it.
Yeah, I like this image. It's framed very well, I believe, with the trees on one side, the trestle kind of coming through to the center of it, and the color, you know, having, you know, because the graffiti adds a contrast to the green in the image, and I like the use his use of vignetting to kind of center in the focus on the person on the trestle. Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, congratulations, Evergreen Explorer. Let me see real quick if I can see if he posted his name. I don't see it on there, but we will find it and make sure that we have your name down. But Evergreen Explorer, you are our post pick of the week. If you are interested in becoming post pick of the week, go on to Facebook and look for our pinned post with our weekly photo challenge. And then also post to Instagram using the hashtag Tiny Shutter, and where we will go through and pick one, unfortunately, only one, every other week. And showcase what our listeners are doing, because you guys are doing some very awesome work. And I'm a lot of times very jealous, but you know, you guys are what makes this show tick. And I think you guys for the least that we can do is to, you know, show your images. So we use the images as our album art and our Facebook cover photo, and also a great way to show everybody else what you're doing. So congratulations.
Most definitely.
All right, Dave. Is there anything else that you would like to talk about?
No, I think we're good for the night.
All right. Well, let me go ahead and press this.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
All right, Dave, tell everybody where they can find you.
Sure. You can find me on Instagram, and I am as ProfPod.
Awesome. You can find me on Instagram at Joseph Ferreira. You can find links to our show notes, our Facebook and YouTube channel by going to tinyshutter.com. And real quick, let me see how many people have joined us so far on Facebook, but I think we're up to almost 1,200. I think we're about 1,140.
Okay. think I'm showing 1137.
Woohoo! Very cool.
With 28 new people.
Yeah, we've had a lot of people in the last couple of weeks join us, and we're seeing an uptick in people joining us, plus a lot of an uptick in some downloads, and so you guys are doing great. We're really enjoying seeing the growth, and encourage you guys to participate. Also, let your friends know about our podcast and our Facebook group. You know, there's a lot of people that normally aren't into photography or photography podcasts, but we want people to know that you can join us not only for the tips, but also the encouragement. And, you know, seeing what you guys do is not only encouraging to us, but I know for other people, it's an encouragement because they can say, hey, I can do that too. And you can learn a lot by just going through our Facebook feed. Mm-hmm. All right. I think we have ourselves a show. So Dave, why don't you lead us out of here?
Well, thanks so much for interacting, everyone, and have a glorious week.
We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this podcast, head over to iTunes and leave us a review and a 5-star rating. See you next week.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
Kowalski, what's our trajectory?
95% certain this will end in massive, flaming disaster.
And the other 5%?
Irrelevant, sir.
This is a great shot, Mav. I should be a photographer.